Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced degree, tech degree, who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. The easiest way to get more sales is to get more chances to sell. We used one simple conversational funnel to casually book 121 qualified sales opportunities in less than 2 weeks in a brand new market where we had zero presence and zero connections, all without spending on ads, doing cold outreach, or posting endlessly on social media. This is the new way to close high-ticket clients for 2025, and it only takes minutes to start booking calls. Download the blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Corey Morris. Corey is a founder and CEO of Voltage, a premier digital agency focused on digital marketing and websites. He authored the Digital Marketing Success Plan that details why companies need a documented, objective, and accountable digital marketing plan in today's era of unprecedented change in the digital marketing industry. Corey has spent nearly 20 years working in strategic and leadership roles focused on growing national and local client brands with award-winning ROI-generating digital agent strategies. His industry leadership, client success, and community-focused work make him recipient of the KCDMA 2019 Marketer of the Year Award. Corey, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Yeah, so my focus has been and continues to be heavily on SEO, as well as paid search and web development. But in the SEO space, I've had the opportunity to write for Search Engine Land and Search Engine Journal, and it's been just fascinating to see the data and the tests and the studies that my colleagues have done in the industry, but also to write about my own perspective of how it's changing things. The trend of getting less clicks from Google to websites for clients or for my own site even started before ChatGPT launched, but it's been even more fragmented, more disruptive, and accelerated since AI burst onto the scene with that launch. It's definitely one of those questions of, is this the time that SEO is going to die because it's been declared dead, you know, 100 times over the past few decades, whether it was voice search or when Google took away keyword data from Google Analytics. I can name a number of other algorithm things and things that have happened, but SEO has always adapted, but it's interesting. I wonder if this is the time that we move on to AI optimization and helping our clients and ourselves be found through more than just Google, or Google being the primary focus, or if it evolves again and we're continuing to do SEO, but naturally it's way different in a year or two or three than it has been in the past.
You know, I never thought about this. Like I've heard multiple times, SEO is dead, SEO doesn't work anymore or stuff like that. But also I've seen people recently who say, no, SEO definitely works. It's just like it evolved. You were mentioning about Google, and honestly, I've talked to people who tell me that they don't even use Google anymore. They just go straight to ChatGPT. And now that ChatGPT has like web searching capabilities, they just use that. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I'm all for the disruption that's happening. It's probably been long overdue where Google has held a monopoly or a large, you know, big market share of search. And that's led to a lot of people doing SEO and doing and selling a lot of just crappy, ineffective SEO along the way. And so my team is like super focused on what works and where it's going. And so for me, it's exciting because we can be part of the expertise layer that goes into where it's going, and it'll weed out some people along the way and give us more opportunities. It'll make what we do more specialized and more valuable, again, compared to maybe people assuming it's a commodity or that anybody can do it or you just follow a checklist or whatever. Which I won't get off on a tangent there about, I've written an article about the dangers of like checklist SEO and not, you know, rooting it in ROI focus. But overall for me, I'm looking forward to it. It gives us a new challenge and a new arena to be experts in and to move into, and multiple things to optimize for, not just one search engine who has a lot of power and makes changes and doesn't tell us about them until after the fact.
All right. That sounds frustrating. What would be some tactical advice that you can give people to look into their SEO?
Yeah, make sure that what you're doing isn't just, I'll go take it a step further than what I just talked about with checklist SEO. Make sure it's not just you're doing something to be doing something. I say the same about social media or blogging or anything else. If you're just doing three posts a week because somebody told you to, or you always have, and it's not connected to what your return on investment is, why are you doing it? Or I think you should question it. My new book came out in July and it's called The Digital Marketing Success Plan. And I have a 5-step framework in there for, you know, taking 30, 60, 90 days, whether it's part of your annual planning or the first time you're doing, you know, some strategic planning. But the really the first step in that 5-step process is strategy, naturally. And that's getting on the same page and understanding goals. And that's not just saying how many impressions we want or what rankings we want or how many clicks we want, but connecting marketing metrics and data to business metrics and data. It's surprising how often even large enterprise and Fortune 500 companies don't have their data integrated and everything siloed, and you know, just rely on somebody trying to connect the dots or never connecting the dots. And so it's not rocket science of what I'm talking about here, but it's just start at the end business result and work backwards. And that'll help you question a lot of the things that you've maybe done forever or take for granted or haven't done to see if they should be part of your strategy and your tactics.
So would you recommend to reverse engineer it?
It's reverse engineer it, or at least make sure that you're getting deep enough. I've had some meetings where or my team has made a CMO or a marketing director a little uncomfortable with what data that they don't know about their own company because it's siloed. Mm-hmm. And we need to have uncomfortable conversations because attribution is not going to get easier and expectations on for marketing budgets and ROI are not going to get smaller. And so understanding how to connect it all the way through, and it gets messy. A lot of marketers don't want to get into CRM or talk to the sales team or talk to the product or brand or the C-suite or the CFO, because those are outside of maybe our SEO hat or our social media hat or whatever. But if we just say that you've got this many impressions and clicks and even conversions and don't connect it all the way through to, is the company making money or is this aligning with the company's goal? You can think that you're doing a great job and find out that none of that turned into real business. And, you know, an entire team gets laid off, or you get surprised with, you know, budget cuts the next year or difficult conversations because nobody could make, you know, nobody can verify that marketing was actually supporting the business overall at the level that you may have thought it was.
Wow. That talks to me about a lot of disconnection of how it can happen that the marketing and the business are not connected, and it's just, you know, there's a dissonance there that can be very detrimental to the business and the people working at the business.
Yeah, there's, you know, whether it's politics, whether it's kind of being old school in terms of tactics, and then now you're layering in digital and AI on top of that, but nobody's ever figured out how to track it all, or nobody really owning, not having an insights or analytics team to bring it all together. So it's kind of everybody's shared responsibility, which means it's nobody's responsibility.
Right. Right. I like that phrase. Share responsibility is nobody's responsibility. So, Corey, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yeah. So there's three quick ways for information on the book and the process itself. It's called The Digital Marketing Success Plan. It's available on Amazon, but you can find my website for it at thedmsp.com, because that's a really long domain name otherwise. You can find more information about me for speaking and consulting opportunities at CoreyMorris.com, or for my agency, It's voltage.digital.
Perfect. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Corey Morris, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting dmsp.com for his book, The Digital Marketing Success Plan, coreymorris.com, or voltage.com?
Voltage.digital.
Voltage.digital. I almost nailed it. If you run a business, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course, it was so informative. Thank you so much. If you're in a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you in a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified and motivated ideal clients who want what you have, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.